Chapter 4. The Genesis fighter blasts the Queen model, demolishing it, and Abel feels hope shatter within him, an almost physical sensation. It's as if his inner framework had collapsed. I must perform a full self-diagnostic at my first opportunity. Abel floats in the dark chamber of the pod bay, just one more piece of equipment suspended in the cold dark, without gravity, without purpose. How long will it take his internal batteries to wear out? They were made to last approximately 2.5 centuries, but he is using very little energy, which means they might go on for twice as long. More. It could be more than half a millennium before Abel finally breaks down into mere scrap metal. He can't fear his own death. His programming doesn't allow it. But Abel can fear hundreds of years of solitude, never discovering what became of Burton Mansfield, never again having any use. Can a mech go insane? Abel might find out. At that moment, however, he sees one of the Genesis fighters tether the other and power forward. Are they? Is it possible? Yes. They want to board the Daedalus. These are enemy troops. They are Genesis warriors. As such, they are an immediate threat to the safety of Burton Mansfield, who might not be on board any longer, who could have died years ago. But Abel acknowledges these probabilities while still prioritizing the elimination of any risk to Mansfield's life. Any risk, no matter how remote, above everything else. The Genesis ship is headed for the main docking bay. Abel reviews the ship's layout, and the Daedalus' schematics flash before him as though projected on a screen. He has reviewed them often these past 30 years. Abel has reviewed every piece of information he's ever been exposed to, in an effort to keep himself from succumbing to sheer boredom. But the plans are more vivid now, the lines on the blueprints burning as brightly as fire in his mind. Main docking bay, level 1, 2 levels below my equipment pod bay. After 3 decades, Abel thinks of the room as his. When the Genesis fighters enter the main docking bay, the unharmed pilot will no doubt attempt to reach sick bay in order to assist the injured comrade, he calculates. If the pilot's main goal were safety,